The simon has four sifim. We'll be doing the first three today. Tov tzadik hei, aleph through gimel. Kol malacha hasur b'shabbos. All malacha which is asur on Shabbos. Kol malacha, this is referring to doraisas, derabbanans, even amirul anachri, asking a non-Jew to do malacha. The same way there's an isur in Shabbos, so too there's an isur in yantiv. Chutz mimaleches ochal nefesh. Malacha that is necessary in order to produce food, the actual production of the food itself, that is mutter. The pasuk says, "Ach hashiyachal lechem lechol nefesh." V'chutz mehotzah v'havara. Also, hotzah carrying and havara burning, they are mutter on yantif. It sounds like even if it's not for ochal nefesh, we're going to see all about it later. The Mishnah Berurah does not go into details at this point. V'chein. The Machaber Shita is Machshirei Ochal Nefesh Shlohoya Efshal Asoso Meesmo. According to the Machaber, Machshirei Ochal Nefesh, if it's not the production of the food itself, it's a step before that. Making the things that will allow you to make the food, preparing the things that will allow you to prepare the food, making a utensil, repairing a utensil. Shlohoya Efshal Asoso Meesmo, where there was no way of doing it beforehand, that would be Docha Yantif. Whereas if it were possible to do it before Yantiv, that is Osir. In fact, that is Osir Midaraisa. So the Pasuk says, Ashe achashi ochel lochem lochol nefesh. Ochol nefesh is mutter straight out. Lochem comes to teach me that it's also machshiri ochol nefesh, but with the stipulation that they couldn't have been done before Yantiv. The Mechaber Shita is that ochol nefesh itself, the actual cooking, is permissible, even if it could have been done before Yantiv. The Ramah, Haggah, the Ramah disagrees. V'yesh machmirim afilu ba'ochal nefesh atzma. There are those who are machmir even in ochal nefesh itself. Kol she'eino mefig tam klal im aso me'erev yantif. If the taste would not go off at all, meaning it'll be just as good if you make it on erev yantif as on yantif itself. For example, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the case of kneading the dough for noodles. Noodles don't have to be freshly dried before you cook them. If they're a day old, they're fine. If they're more than a day old, they're also fine. That would be an example of ochal nefesh mamish. It's the actual production of the food that it's efshel asosom erev yantif. The Mechaber would hold it as mutter to make that on yantif itself, whereas the Ramah would hold that you have to make it erev yantif. You couldn't make it on yantif. Another example is cooking dried fruits. Cooking dried fruits where there's no reason why you want that fresh dafka. In fact, people generally do not drink them hot, they drink them cold. Cooking the dried fruit in liquid, that is something you should have done before Yantif. The Mechaber would allow you to do it on Yantif, the Ramo would not. Mihu im lo aso me'erv Yantif, v'yesh bo tzorek Yantif, mutar laso so yedei shinui. Machshirei ochel nefesh, that could have been done before yantif, but for some reason you did not do before yantif. If it's really needed for yantif, you are allowed to do it al yedei shinui. You have to do it in a way that constitutes an abnormal way of doing it, and which means that the malacha itself would never have been a daraisa in the first place, and then it would be mutter. So ochel nefesh itself, according to the Mechaber, even if it could have been done on erev yantif, you are allowed to do lechatchila on yantif. Whereas machshirei ochel nefesh, that, if it could have been done before yantif, you're not supposed to do it on yantif. The Ramah's shita is that whether it's ochel nefesh itself or machshirei ochel nefesh, in either case, if it could have been done before yantif, you're not supposed to do it on yantif, only through a shinui. Now, the Ramah spoke out that what does it mean it couldn't have been done before yantif? That it loses taste. So first of all, losing taste, we understand, doesn't necessarily mean that it goes off. It's actually not good. Losing taste means it's just not as good. That is enough of a justification to allow having it done on yantiv itself. The other case of something that's not possible to do before yantiv is the issue of you just don't have enough time. In a case where you really just don't have enough time, on erev yantiv, there are too many things to do. Say it's erev shavuos, you're preparing a milchik meal, a fleishik meal. There's so much to do. You find that there are some things you're just not going to be able to do. That is considered something you couldn't have done before yantif. If you just didn't have the time, it was not possible. One really has to ask himself in this day and age, which foods can be cooked before yantif where it really does not taste any different than when it's fresh, whether refrigerated or frozen. And which foods can you tell the difference? If you really can tell the difference, then even if it's actual cooking, you should be doing that on Erev Yom Tov. Whereas, if it's really not as good and the fresh one is better, then the halacha is that you're allowed to do the fresh one on Yom Tov. Now, why, according to the Ramah, is it that you're not allowed to do even ochel nefesh, that is efshor la'asol so me'erev Yom Tov on Yom Tov itself? The Machshirin, we learned that midah araisa, if you could have done it beforehand, it's not docha Yom Tov. But in the case of ochel nefesh mamish, the Torah says ach she'ochel lechem l'chol nefesh and doesn't differentiate between whether you could have done an erev Yom Tov or not. This, even though the Ramah asers, this is clearly a derabbanan. The Rabbanan preferred us not spending our Yom Tov making ochel nefesh, preparing food, so that we spend some time enjoying Yom Tov too. Which means that as a general attitude, what Chazal are saying is that it is really not right for a woman to spend the whole Yom Tov in the kitchen. Whatever she can do before Yom Tov, so that she'll have more time enjoying Yom Tov itself, she is required to do, unless it is at the expense of the quality of the Yom Tov food. This is the basic outline of the halachis of malacha that's mutter or not mutter on Yom Tov, and that is hotzah and havara. We're going to see our exceptions. With regard to most other malachis, the halacha is that for ochel nefesh mamish, it's mutter. For machshirei ochel nefesh, only if you couldn't have done it beforehand, and according to the Ramah, both of them only if you couldn't have done them beforehand. Now, there is one other rule that really, really comes up in Sif Beis. The Mishnah Brura already mentions it in Sif Aleph, and that is in the case of malachas that are generally not done prior to eating. They are done a long time beforehand in producing the particular food. In other words, malacha that is generally done in bulk and not done just before you use it each time. Those malachas are not docha Yom Tov, and we're going to see whether that's a daraisa or a darabana. Now, getting back here, what happens in a case of somebody that could have done, whether it's ochel nefesh according to the Ramah, machshirei ochel nefesh, even according to the Mechaber, he could have done it on Erev Yom Tov, but just didn't. So he's allowed to do it on Yom Tov derech shinu. The halacha is that he could do it on Yom Tov derech shinu. Can someone lechatchila leave himself food that is made for ochel nefesh, food that he really has to eat, something that's necessary to produce that food, leave it for Yom Tov derech shinui? The Ramah says that it is mutter, even something that you could have done in ochel nefesh mamish, you could have done it on Erev Yom Tov. It's mutter derech shinui. Can you lechatchila leave yourself that? In other words, I want to have a calm Erev Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov itself, I'm going to do more cooking, or I'm going to do more, say, kneading your noodles, something that really could have done beforehand. But I want to leave it to Yom Tov to have a more calm air of Yom Tov, and I'll do it derech shinui. The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokis. In the Bir Halacha, he seems to favor the side that says that you're not supposed to, that you're not supposed to leave it lechatchila for Yom Tov to be done al yidei shinui. As far as the machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah says to follow the Ramah, and that is that even ochel nefesh mamish, if it was possible to do it erev Yom Tov, you should not do it on Yom Tov, other than derech shinui. Siv Beis, k'tzira utchina betzira schita v'tzeda. So these are the malachas of harvesting, the halach of tchina, of actually grinding your flour. Betzira is also harvesting, except that ktzira is things that grow from the ground. Betzira is referring to whether it be trees or things from the vine. Uschita, which is extracting juice from fruit. Vitzeda, as well as hunting, trapping. Afal pi shein melechas ochel nefesh. Osrum chachomin. The Mechaber paskins that these melechas, which are generally done in bulk, are osur midrabanan to do even for ochel nefesh mamish. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that according to many Rishonim, this is actually an issur d'oraisa. The Torah was never matir, the malachas done in bulk. That's not called malachas ochel nefesh. Malachas ochel nefesh is malacha that's normally done just before you eat, not malacha that is done in bulk when you're producing. So, for example, every time you want to bake bread or a cake, you don't go and grind yourself some wheat. You don't go and produce the flour then. Flour is generally ground in bulk. Therefore, these malachas are osur midaraisa, according to many Rishonim, They're not part of the heter of ochel nefesh, and one could not do them on yontiv altogether. Now siv gimel, ein motziin mas ala behema biyontiv. You are not allowed to have your animal carry on yontiv. What is this? So back in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a discussion of the halach of shvises behemto and shvises behemto on yontiv. The pasuk explicitly states, as well as your animal. Your animals are to rest on Shabbos. We are not allowed to have our animals do malacha for us on Shabbos itself. How about on Yontif, there's a machlokas. According to the Ramah, it is not Aser Midarais on Yontif, so this is only Aser. This is an Yisud Rabbanan, not to treat your animal on Yontif the way you do during the week. According to those that hold that there is a chiyuv of shvises behemto on yontif, then this din is actually a daraisa. The Mishnah Berurah brings up the question, although we did not yet explain it, the halacha is that carrying on yontif is mutter even if it's not for food. So he asks, why is it that our behemas have to be firmer than us? Why can your animal not carry on yontif even though you can? So he gives us something of a preview into what the heter of carrying is. And that is the principle of mitoch, where the Gemara learns out that mitoch shehutra, since a malacha was mutter, was hutar, and this is referring to the malachas of burning as well as the malach of carrying, since they were mutter letzoruch, ochal nefesh, hutra nami shalol letzoruch, they are also mutter for any other need, even though it is not necessarily a food need. So there's a mitoch. Since you're allowed to do this malach in food production, you're allowed to do this malach for any other tzorach yontif. That is a limud that we're going to see later. In the case of your animal, he never got a heter of ochel nefesh. And as a result of it, the halacha is that there is no mitoch for the animal. So even though you can carry the tzorach yontif, the animal could not because of shvises behemtoch.